As we know, the coronavirus pandemic has led to a long list of cancellations of events and closures of schools, as many Boston-area colleges switch to online learning instead for the rest of the semester. Some international students are heading home. WBUR's Fred Tice has that story.
Victor Vicente was the first in the Air Portugal line checking in for the plane to Lisbon Thursday. Vicente is a freshman at Boston University. The school has told students that when spring break ends on Monday, all courses will be online until at least April 13th.
My bet is that it's going to continue to be online until the end.
The end of the semester, that is. Vicente says he's not concerned about continuing his education online, though with the time difference, he anticipates having one class at midnight Portugal time.
But I can see that for a lot of students it's going to be hard. I have colleagues that are going back to China, which is both dangerous for them because the virus is in high performance there. I don't know if that's the right term. And it's 12 hours time difference, which is a lot to handle.
Vicente hopes everything at BU will be back to normal by fall. BU is keeping its campus open for students who want to stay. A spokesman says the university won't know how many international students are staying until spring break ends on Monday. He predicts many will stay in Boston because of travel restrictions. UMass Amherst is also letting students stay on campus, but officials don't know how many will remain. A spokesperson says students are still making plans. At Harvard, international undergraduates must apply to stay on campus. A spokesperson says Harvard will announce decisions on how long students may stay as soon as possible. At BU Thursday, Cesar Guillen was getting ready to leave for his aunt's place in Florida. He's from Venezuela and is disappointed to be leaving Boston.
And well, now the classes are online classes, so that's not what I came here to study. I came here to live the university life. Now I have to just study with a computer.
On the other hand, graduate student Enyong Choi is staying in Boston rather than go home to South Korea. But even on campus, she's concerned about how online courses will work.
Everyone is in confusion. I think closing down school is a good move to start for the U.S.
Choi plans to stay on the BU campus for the rest of the semester. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.